hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie. And I'm Julie.
Is this what you call life, though, Julie? Is this living?
This is living in during COVID times.
Yeah.
I mean, we're working hard and not hard because we're...
Or hardly working.
Hardly working.
That's how they say it.
You know, it's just a weird experience out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was listening to Dr. Drew, and he says, like, people, don't forget, we were in a pandemic in 2009. I'm like, we were?
You don't remember?
We survived it. And, you know, I'm like, okay, we're just here, COVID. We're giving ourselves experiences that we wouldn't normally do.
Mm-hmm.
We're having a Zoom Sound of Music festival.
Like if a month and a half ago, we had Joseph.
Yes.
And tomorrow, which is really, when you're hearing it, it will have been past tense.
Yes.
But we're going to do Zoom Sound of Music.
Yes. And we give everybody their song to sing.
Yes. We're doing it totally different, totally easier.
Yes. And what we did was, because in Joseph, I printed out the whole script. And we did the whole script.
Because
it was hard. It was hard.
Yeah.
But
we said,
one,
we're not going to do this hard.
Well, I love the idea of doing a musical based on a movie.
Right.
Because what happens is there's a lot of speaking going on.
Yes.
And what we did, we just had what Mom would call just a line to connect the two songs.
All we're doing is connecting songs.
So, yes. So, we know what happens at the end.
Yes.
It's sort of like
we
improv.
We know the movie.
Or like Larry David. The whole cast knows where we're going to end.
Yeah.
We know that the Van Tramps are walking across the mountains to Switzerland.
Right.
We know that's where we're heading.
Yes.
How we get from point A to point B, we're not exactly sure. There's some Nazis thrown in.
A lot of Nazis.
A lot of Nazis. Yeah. There's some singing thrown in.
Yes.
A lot of singing.
Yes.
And so I'm curious, next week we will have an update of how it went. I'm sure it will go swimmingly, as a shit show should go. Because my shit usually swims. So I think it'll go swimmingly.
Cool.
And I'm hoping.
Cool.
So I have another moral dilemma for you. Can I propose this today?
Yeah. And then I might have kind of a moral dilemma for you then.
All right. Great. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, okay. Here's my moral dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what you would do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm at a rest area last night, walking into the bathroom, and it's a Friday night, and even though I'm a semi-driver, it's like there's lots of families out, heading to Wisconsin, because, hey, we're all wearing masks, we can all be outdoors, and we're all camping, and I'm there, and I swear, as I'm leaving, I see my brother Greg. I'm like...
What?
I would have put $100 bill on it.
What?
Guy is dressed in his khaki shorts with like a little polo.
Mm-hmm.
He's like walking like my brother and like moving like my brother and kind of is built like my brother, you know? And same color hair. I'm not 100% sure I can see him. Like,
yeah,
I believe
it's like, wow.
I go, here he is.
What time in the middle of the night is it?
Oh, it's not like 9 p.m.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, obvious. Mm-hmm. They could have gone after Rebecca got home from work.
Yes.
Yada, yada, yada. They're all together.
Mm-hmm.
Yada, yada, yada. And so he's not wearing a mask, though. And I'm like, well, and so I start staring at him.
Yeah, that wouldn't be your brother.
I'm like, it wouldn't be my brother. But I don't know, you know, however it is. And so at some point, though, I start walking towards this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy now realizes that I am looking at him.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been staring at him for a while.
Wow. And is it dusk or is it dark?
Dark.
Got it.
And then at some point, I keep walking and then I make a U-E and walk out the door. But my feeling is, if from his perspective, I was going to yell at him for not wearing a mask.
Oh.
I was going to be a Karen because I'm wearing a mask.
Yes.
But do I go and say, hey, dude, sorry, I thought you were my brother?
Right.
Or do I just let it go and let him think all the negative thoughts he wants to think?
Interesting.
What would you do?
Because so he really knew you were connecting with him.
He had seen me staring at him for a while.
Right.
And if you can only see my eyes and I was tired, my eyes could look a little like judgy.
Right.
Like I probably had judgy eyes.
Oh, Julie, you never have judgy eyes.
As you snorted and rolled your eyes. Got it. So I'm just...
Interesting.
I mean, I don't want this guy to leave feeling a certain way, because I always feel there's always.
Well, also, you didn't want him to get mad at you
right.
for getting mad at him.
Right. Nor did I want to be also in his air. I'm like, dude, right. you're not wearing a mask.
Right.
Wear your effing mask.
Right.
Did you not see the signs everywhere that
yeah.
in Wisconsin? Oh, excuse me. Wisconsin says starting Saturday. You must wear a mask.
Starting Saturday.
Yes. Not Friday at 9 p.m. Yeah. Saturday.
Yeah.
And so.
Because you can't get COVID until Saturday.
Yeah. Now, you've been around me enough yeah. to know that if I feel that there's been a miscommunication somewhere.
Oh, I know.
I go out, of your way to work it out.
I know you do.
Even with strangers. Because I just feel like the world is just full of miscommunications.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this girl gave me attitude. What yeah. exactly did she say?
Yeah.
You have no idea she gave you attitude, really. You know.
No.
I'm, you know, you don't know what the situation was like. So.
But you're asking me what I would do.
Yes.
I'm going to be honest. Like, if I was you, but yeah. it was me, I would have said, oh, my God, you look just like my brother. I thought you were my brother. He comes this way.
Yeah.
On Friday nights.
I think I should have.
Yeah.
Except that I was walking and I'm like. And I just like, made a big Yui. Like, yeah. oh!
Whoops.
Whoops.
Not Greg.
Not Greg. Not him.
Greg had a celebrity close, really, really close contact this week.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Greg had pictures.
Close Encounters of the Celebrity Kind.
Taken with a member of, a former member.
No, they're still on together.
Are they still together?
Yeah.
Of NKTB?
NKOTB.
NKOTB?
No, New Kids on the Block.
And for everyone, it wasn't Lance Bass.
Because Lance Bass is not in New Kids on the Block. Oh, you're right about that.
Oh, shit.
It was not Lance Bass, everyone. It was not Lance Bass. But Mom has a thing for Lance Bass. You always have. I appreciate
that. Who's the chunky guy, too? He's always on everything. He was probably on The Masked Singer.
Oh, okay. The Greek guy?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, he's a Backstreet Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What was his name?
Joey Fantone.
Yeah, Fantana. Joey Fantone.
Yeah, something like
Fantone,
that.
Fantone, yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
So it wasn't Joey Fantone, and it wasn't Lance Bass.
No. It was a Wahlberg.
It was a Wahlberg, people.
Yeah.
And it wasn't Marky Mark.
Down just a little bit, thank you.
It wasn't Marky Mark.
No, it was not. Who you love as well.
Yes.
But you love Donnie Wahlberg.
I'll take him. Mm-hmm. I'll take him in a pinch.
Yep. Because they have a Wahlburger.
Yeah.
In.
They're opening up a brand new Wahlburger in St. Charles, Illinois.
Yep.
Okay. Do we get free Wahlburgers for a year now since we mentioned it?
I doubt it. But I hope that if I go there, I should get a free Wahlburger. I'll wear my hat. Life of the Girlfriend's hat.
So
I talked about you.
He said that, that it was interesting because he's on Blue Blood.
Yeah,
and
which
so,
I'm not sure if it's still on or not.
I don't know, but when you look at him, you don't think of him as a small guy,
right?
But I mean, not necessarily in height,
right? Just slight. You don't think of him as like skinny and fit and just normal.
But Greg said, "My God, he was just like really thin and just kind of buffed and wearing skinny jeans." And he was wearing a mask, you know, but tan looked. Fabulous for over 50.
Yeah.
And Greg said he just felt like, he put me to shame.
Well, I think.
And here, our brother Greg, your brother Greg, my son Greg, is the he's the fat Tom Cruise.
Yeah, he's the fat Tom Cruise.
Yeah. But he's still Tom Cruise.
Yes.
But now it's.
Changing.
Yeah,
I think you can feel it. There is something that happens when you start getting closer to the 5-0 mark.
Yeah.
That. You got to work out twice as hard to look just normal.
Yeah.
And when you see, when you compare yourself to stars, like I looked at his eyes, Donnie Wahlberg, because I saw his eyes.
You saw a picture of them.
A picture of him. Yeah. And they were all doing the pointing and like being
tell
all hip-hop.
Tell me about the eyes. Could you tell they were younger?
I thought they were younger.
Youngish.
Because like when you look at my eyes through my mask.
Yeah. You could tell you've seen the.
I've seen the world.
It's been a hard road.
Yeah. I've been around the block a few
you've
times.
You've been around the block.
Been
the
around
new
the
kids
world.
On the block have not been around.
Yeah. They're still the new kids. I feel like the old kid on the block.
Yeah.
And I just thought to myself, you know, what work has he done?
Yes.
But with my eyes, for whatever reason, I'm the girl that has the wrinkles under the eyes. You know, some girls have like lots of crow's feet.
Yes.
I just have the bags.
Right.
That's just me. I look at you and I think I actually have more wrinkles and more bags than you do.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you for agreeing with me. I appreciate it. Now, at the same rest area.
Yeah.
I
is that the same rest area like 2 weeks ago that you came in and there was like a flood of water everywhere and you didn't know what to do?
No, it was just one below it.
Oh,
so
okay.
It was 35 miles north of there that happened.
Yeah, but I appreciated that, you know, moral dilemma as well.
Yeah.
So well, you're stacking them up with me.
I'm trying. Now, I also have been working with my internal dialogue of judgment. Mm-hmm. Because I don't consider myself a judgy person, but my internal dialogue person can be judgy.
Yeah.
And
you've sort of tamed her a bit.
Yes, I've sort of tamed her. Mm-hmm. And if I'm driving and someone cuts me off and I go, you dumb bitch, I'm like, stop it, internal judger, because mm-hmm. I don't know if that person is dumb or a bitch.
Right.
That's just judgy.
Right.
I go, well, you do
so
know.
So judgy.
You do know. They cut you off for a variety of reasons. Mm-hmm. Who knows why?
They're on their way to the hospital.
Who? I do not know.
Right.
You know, they misjudged. They were wearing the wrong glasses and misjudged the space between
me and
them.
A lot of times when you're wearing a mask, your glasses fog up.
Exactly. Variety of things could happen. So I'm working on my internal dialoguer, judger. Mm-hmm. And so I'm there. And there is a guy there that... homeless is not a judgment word, right?
No,
okay.
No.
He could potentially be homeless.
Right.
Or a guy living in his truck. I'm mm-hmm. not sure.
Yeah.
But
then he has a home.
Yeah, he has a home. Exactly.
He's an adventurer. Because we have family. They're on the outer circles that live in their vans but consider themselves adventurers.
Yes. Dear, let the adventure begin. I love
yes.
it. So, here's the thing.
Was he an adventurer?
I have no idea. Mm-hmm. He could have been. Mm-hmm. He was getting a cup of coffee.
Okay.
At the rest area.
So he had money.
He had buck and change or whatever.
Okay.
Was not wearing a mask, but he saw me waiting because I was going to get me something to drink as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
does it come out of a machine?
Yes.
What you drink?
I know I gave up Diet Coke, but I was having a little bit of heartburn, and I was going to get me a can of Diet Coke.
Got it.
But I was giving him space.
Right.
But he didn't have a mask on.
Right.
And so then he takes his top and puts it over his face.
Oh, God.
I'm like,
all right,
that's fine.
Oh, no.
Now, I'm still waiting.
Oh, but usually that means they're going to cough or something. That's what scares me.
He's realizing that I'm waiting and he got caught without
got
a mask
it, got
on.
Got it.
I appreciate that he's trying because right. I've been forgetful once or twice mm-hmm. and like had to pull a plastic tablecloth
around
my
you.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm like, what do I have in this car?
Maxi pad.
Yeah. You do whatever you have.
You gotta do whatever you it's gotta do.
Now,
right.
My judgment part didn't come here. It came when I noticed this guy literally looked either he had sat in a mud pile or he has shit himself.
Oh, he shat himself?
I don't know which one. But it wasn't like, what it was like.
Had a long time ago.
Yeah. And like maybe.
Earlier in the day.
Maybe he rinsed it off and didn't, it just still is brownish
yes,
there.
Got it.
And then I realized I was judging him on this.
Yes.
And I said, Julie. Just yesterday, you pissed yourself. So, I mean, can you truly judge a man for crap? And you don't even know for sure if he could not have. Maybe he did crap himself.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And yet he managed. He's on the road.
He's getting a cup of coffee.
And he has to still get his coffee.
Yeah.
Just like you had to get in that semi, girl, and
now,
drive to La Crosse.
I do want to say, luckily that I did pee myself once I was on the way home. Thank goodness.
Thank God, yes.
I want to just give some context to the story because...
I want to hear this because I know the story.
Okay.
I want to see how you're going to present it.
Okay. So I hop out of my semi and... It's that time of the quarter, which means I'm on my period.
TMI. But it is relevant to the story.
Right. So when you, sometimes for a lady girl, you know, you're sitting down for a while, you're building up an air pocket, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you sit, then you stand, mm-hmm. sometimes there's an adjustment of that
sometimes
air pocket.
Like guys in their farts.
Yes. They sit they, on it.
And then as soon as they move or
stand up, it then escapes.
Escapes. That's right.
So
I've heard tell.
Yes. I get down from my semi and I feel something warm and I go in, oh, I wonder if I just
had one of those times of the month clots.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Month clot.
Yeah.
Or it was, you know, I was just, you know, just a little adjustment in the warmth down there.
Right, right.
And then I go, oh, okay, that's cool. You know, but once you don't think that you're like, oh, I just tinkled, I better like hold myself. Mm-hmm. You just relax then.
Right.
And then I go, oh, I go, this is interesting. I think I go, and I'm walking, I go, I am completely wet. I go, this is when I felt completely old.
Yeah.
Like, not old.
Ish.
Old-ish. No, I mean, I felt like, is this what it's like to be, to require diapers?
Possibly.
Adult diapers that are kind of attractive with butterflies on them, and then I can do all my stuff I want to do in them. Yeah. Or my astronaut drawers, I'll have to call them. That's my name for them.
Oh, interesting.
Astronaut drawers. Mm. You know,
because
astronauts wear diapers.
Oh, I see.
And I feel like in the day.
Oh, an age, you're an astronaut.
Yes. Yeah. They're my astronaut drawers.
You're a rocket man.
For sure. And so as I'm filling up, I'm realizing my pants are drenched.
Just
and
I saturated.
Thought, and for a split second, I thought, am I hemorrhaging? Like, holy shit. I am hemorrhaging, which is very odd because I'm premenopausal and that's just not the case right now. And so I go inside and it was disappointing and yet I was grateful that I had just peed myself.
Jill, what was the moral dilemma that I had? I can't remember my moral dilemma.
Oh, should I have made clear that I was not going to yell at this guy for being a non-mask wearer?
Oh, it had nothing to do with the guy at the vending machine, the homeless dude.
No, judgment call on me.
Got it.
I was
that
judging
was you
him.
Were being judgy.
I was. My brain was saying, sorry. And then, dude, you had crapped it. Yourself. Yeah. Let's not do this. Yeah.
And then you should have bought him a cup of coffee. You should have bought him that cup of coffee.
I don't bring change in anywhere because...
Yeah, I understand.
And vending machines now take your credit card, which is lovely, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, why not, right?
Everybody in God's creation has it.
So I'm just like, okay. So, yeah.
Yeah, I have a moral dilemma, too, if you're kind of interested.
I am.
Okay, I'm curious. Okay, I'm going to present this.
Okay,
and I may be awkward about sharing it.
Okay,
okay, but first of all,
does not sound like you.
You would, you know that we can. We the Bible says that if you're a believer,
yes,
you're blessed in the city, you're blessed in the field, you're blessed in your house, your livestock is blessed.
Yes,
and so that we believe. That has translated to Elliot.
Our dog, yes.
So Elliot is a blessing. We are believing for that.
Yes.
But really, Julie, he is a bad doggy out in the world.
Right.
And so this is a bad doggy story.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
So Dad and I decided to take Elliot to this little lake in Rochelle. Mm-hmm. There's never anybody there, and it's a little lake. You have to really know how to find this place first of all, and it's about as big as three basketball courts, something like that, really.
Yes.
And we pull all the way in and make a kind of a lefty turn, and there's a pavilion there, and it's a decent sized pavilion, and probably holds 12 picnic tables. It's on concrete. And we stay back and we tie Elliot up. Dad, you know, brings a little chair out and we're just talking and Elliot's chilling, you know. So there's nobody here.
Okay, got it.
So one car pulls in and he kind of looks like he might want to bark, but he doesn't.
Oh, good for him. Okay.
And they pull in and then a mom and about a 5-year-old get out.
Mm-hmm.
And they are walking over, not near us, but in our direction, to the flagpole. And we see that the mom is wanting to take a picture of the kid under the flagpole.
So
he's posing. And so it's cute.
Yeah.
And that's when Elliot decides to go apeshit.
Okay.
So he's barking and barking. But of course, he's on a short leash. He cannot even... He's very far away from them.
Right.
And they can see that he's tied up, but he's barking at them.
Yes.
So you know, dad just kind of waves and they go, you know, what are they going to do? Barking dog. She takes her pictures and then they walk back to the car. Mm-hmm. So calm, sweet, serene. So another car pulls in. Mm-hmm. And it looks like a husband and wife mm-hmm. get out, and they got fishing poles.
Okay.
And fishing the buckets and mm-hmm. the whole thing. And Elliot just proceeds to go ape shit again. Mm-hmm. I mean, they look, they can see that he's tied up. He's no threat, but he is barking. Mm-hmm. Now, dad gets up and stands in front of Elliot.
Okay.
And holds him and tries to calm him down.
Right.
And which he didn't do.
With the first one. Okay.
And it was a conscious choice on his part.
Right.
And do you know why?
Because you had told him to come. Why?
Because they were black.
Oh, interesting.
And so.
Which ones?
The husband and wife.
Okay.
So we didn't feel any compulsion or whatever to calm Elliot down when the white people were there.
Interesting.
So now the black people are out. Yeah. And Elliot's doing the same thing. But we're like, oh my God, if we don't do something,
right,
it's going to look like this. We're letting this dog be aggressive,
exactly,
toward black people.
Yes.
So what would you have done in that situation? And by the way, they walked to the lake and they were there and then they forgot something. They came back.
Yeah.
The barking dog, dad got up again, stopped him. They went back again, barking dog. So the whole thing. And I'm sure that the lady and her son like went, well, how come?
Yeah.
I don't know what they
thought, well, really. Here's the dealio. You know me. I wouldn't let Elliot bark at neither one. I have a very, I have very low tolerance for that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have thrown his butt back in the car.
Yeah.
Because it makes me feel, I feel embarrassed.
Right. Oh, I was embarrassed.
Now, you did everything appropriate.
Yes.
Because in this day and age, or any day and age.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone to feel like it would be a miscommunication,
right,
for that couple to think that our dog is a racist dog.
That's exactly right.
And if you're because my age,
we used to have a racist dog. Remember Molly?
Yeah,
anytime she saw a Spanish person,
yes,
or a Mexican person,
yeah,
or whatever,
yes,
she would go apeshit.
Right. I don't know what that was about.
Well, it was somehow she was...
She was a rescue dog.
Yeah. Now you're she saying that.
Don't.
She was abused by a Mexican.
No. I'm just saying that we have no... There's no reason.
There was no reason.
No. Right. But it's embarrassing.
Yes, it is embarrassing. At the very least.
It's embarrassing,
yeah,
for us.
Yeah.
And because... Being my age, I remember that after school movie with McNichols. What's her first name?
Christy
McNichols.
Yeah.
And she gets a rescue dog and it's a racist dog. And she's like, has to spend all her money retraining this dog. And then she finds the old owner and she gets all mad at him. Like, how dare you train a racist dog? And so I don't want a racist dog.
Yeah.
And so I really don't.
We just have a bad dog.
Yes. But... you have to do whatever you have to do,
yeah,
to not give the impression that your dog is barking at for any reason,
right?
And you do what you got to do. What you got to do,
yeah.
You know.
So we did the right thing.
Yes, you did the wrong thing initially. Dad should not be. He could have. That woman could have felt that you guys were sexist because you did let the dog bark.
Yes.
Towards a
woman. Or that we hated children.
Yeah, you hated children. Right. Both happen to be true.
Right.
But, you know, dad should have got his ass up and taken care of Ellie at that time,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
He didn't.
Right.
But the added pressure, like,
yeah,
I don't want.
That was our moral dilemma.
Yeah. And no, because here's the dealio. Because then there's another part that goes, am I now racist for thinking that way?
Yeah, I know.
And
for being aware of it.
And the answer is no. The answer is no.
Right.
It is, we are, as conscious human beings,
right,
must strive to be better. And if anything looks weird, we just need to take care of it.
Okay, they were not wearing masks either.
Well, you were outside.
Yeah.
It was COVID.
That's true.
And it was outside. Outside,
yeah.
They say that the sun kills all COVID viruses.
I don't know.
We should just all be living outside then. And that's one reason why homeless people are not getting it at the rate as shut-ins.
Right.
Shut-ins are getting it twice as many fast as homeless people. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm just throwing it out there and so forth.
Homeless people may shut themselves.
Yes. I think that gratefully, Dad didn't go up to them and say, excuse my dog, he's not racist. Thank you. But Dad should have gotten his ass up and taken care of him for the first time.
He did get his ass up.
I appreciate that.
But he didn't.
For the first time.
Oh, not the first. Yeah, he didn't do it the first time. Because, the dog's barking. They can see that, obviously, that he's chained on a short leash.
I know, but you guys don't have the tolerance. You guys have.
Yeah.
You guys don't care that. You care.
Yeah.
But as soon as Elliot barks,
yeah,
there's something inside of me that just goes berserk.
Right.
Like, I feel humiliated. And then that dog needs to go into this crate.
Yeah. I should probably feel that way, too.
I tell you that we rescued him for somebody else.
Yeah.
Because he really could
He would be gone.
Yeah. He would be gone.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of the Instagram people out there that have wonderful dogs.
Yeah. I know, Jamie.
Yeah, exactly. That have multiple dogs. They all just seem all happy and content all the time. And here's the thing, though. Our dog, 85% of the time, mm-hmm. he's good.
Mm-hmm. I have this feeling like this.
85%. I'm sure of it.
He's like I don't care, remember, but it's like he holds our family's everything.
Yes.
So that we don't have to.
Right.
What is that called?
I don't know. He's the identified patient.
That's true.
And, I don't know. But he, like, I'll read something from Jack Canfield.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll talk about taking complete ownership over your life,
mm-hmm.
including your dog.
Right.
And you're like, just hit me where it, hit me below the belt.
Right.
Way below the belt.
And, Jill, it's not that we haven't tried.
Right.
I mean, you and I, we have this game that we play.
Right.
Where I got cheese, you got cheese, we call him.
Right.
You call him, we call him.
Yeah, we train him. We try to train him.
Yeah.
But he goes berserk.
He has a brain problem, and where he goes to a red zone and cannot be contained.
But here is the problem:
he was not containable there.
Daddy had to get his ass up, take him, and put him back in this crate.
Yeah. Have you seen Dad do that though?
No, I've not. He's afraid of him, I guess. I don't know, because he's on blood thinners, and so every interaction with a dog
is blood.
Yes, I have the exact same.
He has thinner blood.
Yes, and thinner skin, and. I have the exact same interaction with Elliot, and I'm not bleeding ever.
You're not. You never have anything.
No, and he's all. I'm like, what's going on with you, Father? It goes, I don't know. I don't know. I'm like, I get you. Now, here's the thing too, kind of an interesting. I was one of my favorite shows is Black-ish. I watch it on BET.
I know. I know you do it.
And he had a dilemma,
mm-hmm.
and he was talking about the talk,
mm-hmm.
and because he's an ad campaign guy,
mm-hmm.
his wife, who I just love.
I adore her.
She is Diana Ross's daughter.
Yes.
Can't think of her name.
Yes. Something Ross.
But I just love her character.
Mm-hmm.
She's a doctor, but she's also, everybody just treats her like she's a moron.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no idea why. I'm like, hello, did I understand? She's like the mellowest girl in the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
And she's sweet and thinks life is good. But everybody just kind of shits on her.
Right.
I don't understand why they all kind of do.
Yeah.
But I just adore her. I think she looks, I like her looks. I like everything about her. And, anyway, I can't think of the guy's the husband's name.
Anthony.
Yeah.
Anthony.
Like, her name is Rainbow. They call her Bo. I don't know. But anyway, he's got a campaign to do, and it's about the talk.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody around the table is like, what is it? What is the talk?
Mm-hmm.
And the talk is every parent must have the talk with their Black child to let them know that the world is not fair,
mm-hmm.
and that America is racist.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, and I hear this, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I'm not racist. I hate the fact that people have to have this talk, and I get all like, are we wrong about this?
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes and says, how do I make people understand? Because, and he went and was talking to this one woman mm-hmm. who is on a Netflix show called Mothers or Moms or something like that. Anyway, and she says, oh, yeah, my mom had the talk with me, but it was about, because they were talking about going for a run. And he's like, yeah, I really can't go for a run at night outdoors. And she's like, well, why not? Mm-hmm. He goes, because I might look like I'm running away from a crime. Mm-hmm. He goes, oh, I get you. He goes, yeah. And she goes, my mom says I can't run at night either because I might get taken or raped. And like, oh, so you had the talk too. And then I realized that in some ways, mm-hmm. we all as kids get the talk.
Right.
You know, we were talked, we've had many talks.
Yes.
You know, so if you have a black family,
right.
The talk is about you being black.
Right.
For me, it's about me being a girl, a female, you know, and like, there are men out there that do want to just take you and rape you.
Right.
And it's like, holy shit.
Yes.
And that's, and also growing up, we were talked about the pedophiles. Mm-hmm. There are just these men out there that are pedophiles mm-hmm. and they will take kids. And if a guy comes in a van looking for puppies or candy,
right.
run like hell.
Right.
So, and I realized that it's not like all of America.
Right.
It's, we all have a talk about the 8% assholes. Mm-hmm. And we need to call it that. That's not the talk.
Did you hear that? That was the right percentage?
No, I'm totally making it up.
Okay.
I don't think it's 10% assholes in the world. That's too many.
Do you really think so?
10%?
I'm thinking low. That's low.
You think it's low?
Yeah.
I'm gonna because mom, you need to realize
yeah.
that, okay, you may have a bad day.
Right.
Okay, you may throw your bad energy on one person that day.
Yeah,
the asshole mm-hmm. will throw it on 12 or 15 people.
Right.
So it's not it's like the COVID problem, right? Mm-hmm. If you wear a mask and you get COVID, you just affect maybe one person.
Right.
If you don't wear your mask and people aren't wearing masks, you affect 32 other people.
Right.
So it's like if you're a non-wearing COVID person, non-mask-wearing COVID person, you're an asshole.
I lost.
Yes, okay. Don't worry. I was making the connection on the fly. It could be totally wrong. I'm not sure the analogy.
Connection.
The analogy doesn't work. Exactly. But the a-holes, they're like a virus.
Right.
And they infect
yes.
more than just one person.
Yes.
And they're trying all the time. I mean, I have specific memories. Yeah. Of being in that movie theater when I was 10 and Greg was 9 mm-hmm. and you and Dad needed some alone time mm-hmm. and there's a double feature playing of Star Trek and Star Wars and we were there and this he was a full-blown pedophile.
Yes.
You know, and I felt like I had to protect my brother and I moved to other adults in the theater. Mm-hmm. They're probably going, why are these kids sitting next to us? I go, because there was a pedophile behind us making kissy noises and like getting weird with us. But I didn't tell him that because the movie was going on and I didn't want to disrupt the movie.
Right.
So,
I mean, that is the first sign, you know, of a pedophile.
Yes.
Kissy noises. Oh my God.
Pedophile. You know, but I do. And then also too, you had to talk to me about like when if you go to a bar, realize.
Yes.
Now here's the thing. Not all men do this.
Right.
But that 8% of men that do, they do it to a lot of women because the rate of success is probably low.
Right.
So
what was the talk about that? I can't remember.
Do not let your drink go unsupervised.
Got it. Right.
They'll put a roofie in it.
Right.
And then you're going home. Yep.
Now with
we did not call it the Bill Cosby back then.
No.
We called the Bill Cosby now.
Right.
You know, I mean, this is totally off subject, mm-hmm. but. I don't, you know, there was a time when a Lewinsky was known for something.
Correct.
I don't think it's known for that anymore.
No.
Which is kind of good.
Yeah.
It kind of gives me faith in the world that something bad could happen to you that would be so explosively known to mm-hmm. everybody mm-hmm. and then could sizzle.
Eventually, someday you'll have your own purse line.
Exactly.
Or hat line.
And the younger people wouldn't have no idea.
No idea.
So, but I thought that was very interesting
yeah.
about parents give the talk But it's not the right talk. The right talk is, kids, 90% of the world out there wants the best for you. The 10%, they're a horrible virus, and they will infect as many people as they can. Mm-hmm. There's something, and now I said 10%. Now, mm-hmm. I don't know, mm-hmm. people. I'm lying about the percentage. It could be 1% to 99%. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay. Well, now you're cooking with gas.
Yes. I don't know.
Right.
But that 1%.
Mm-hmm. Are 10.
Mm-hmm. They are
infectious.
They're infectious.
Yeah.
And they will try to mess you up. They'll come as a racist, a sexist, a bigamist. They'll come as an ism.
A bigamist? Holy crap.
Something like that.
How dare you have more than one wife?
Yes,
how dare you?
They will come.
I could use some help sometimes, though.
Yes. And we're not talking the sister wives either. You know, we're talking about the ones that would want to take you in the middle of the night and make you your wife, you know. So we just have to be. We have to be careful.
My dad used to say, you know,
what did
my
Grandpa
dad used to say, you know what a bigamist is? It's a big guffaw over Italy.
Ah, Grandpa was so funny. He was hysterical.
And he used to also go like, and you know, Julie, you know what a hello statue is?
Hello
you
statue.
You know, it's that thing, you know, when that rings and you on the wall and you pick it up and you go, hello statue? That was my dad's two favorite jokes.
And Grandma had a favorite joke.
Which was?
We would drive by a cemetery.
Oh, yeah.
And she'd Julie? Go, Julie.
Can you guess how many people are dead in that cemetery? Oh, jeez. I don't know. All of them.
Grandma.
Then Grandma would go like, Julie, do you know how much a hen weighs? And you know, no, do you know what a hen weigh is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't, I'm not getting it right. Something like, what, do you know how much, do you know how much a bus weighs?
Uh-uh.
Something like that. And she go, depends on how many people are in it.
Oh, that's right.
That's it.
She was always good with the mathematical jokes.
Yeah,
like, it's like, it's kind of funny, but she gets you.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you missed it. Oh, you dummy.
Yeah.
She wants to call you a dummy. Deep down, she wants to call you a dummy.
Deep down.
She's like, of course, Julie, it depends on how many people are on the bus. Was it before or after Thanksgiving? I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's something like, what's a hen weigh? I don't know. What is a hen weigh? It depends on how plump it is. Something like that.
okay, Grandma. She was hysterical. She was hysterical. So,
and then there was always the pull my finger.
There's always that one. The pull my finger joke. Now, for you youngsters out there.
I got your nose.
For the youngsters out there, the end result is if you pull your finger, you then fart.
For you people who are complete, have never seen the light of day.
it's a farting joke.
Yes, yes.
So I had a couple more things happen to me that I think that if I was brave, they would have been Instagram
worthy.
Worthy.
Mm-hmm.
But I also felt like I overthought everything because at one hand, these two people were obviously trying to grab attention.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, if I gave them attention, would it be for the wrong thing?
Yeah, but we decided.
What did we decide?
We decided that we should have given them attention, and it would have created the thing that we wanted, but the opposite effect of what they wanted.
That is, we said that.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what was that for, though?
Wait, I thought are you talking about the dam, the river?
No.
Oh.
Oh, okay. You tell them this story. I have no idea. Well, I have something else to tell you.
Oh, we were at the river.
Yes.
And it is cute because these young people bought this business a couple of years ago from an older couple.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the floating down the raft business.
Yes.
And also canoes and kayaks.
Yes.
So where we parked to go to the river is by their... You know, where they, I guess, embark. And there was lots of little kids waiting to go on this raft ride. But there were two guys to the left of them, maybe about 100 feet away, would you say?
Yes.
And they were by the dam. They were fishing. They had their buckets turned over.
Yes.
And they were fishing and they were smoking
marijuana.
And they,
I'm pretty sure they
but
were
they also had a boombox.
Yes.
And this was a humongous boombox in the sense that the volume was amazing.
Right. They were down below. We were up high.
Yes. And I mean, we could hear it as clear as a bell, even with the rushing water over the...
Yes.
What do you call that?
The dam.
Is that... Would you call that the dam? Okay.
Reservoir. Dam, yeah.
Yeah. It's so like there's rushing water over it. So it's noisy, but we could hear it as clear as day.
And in fact, when we rolled down the window, you said, Julie, turn down the radio. I'm like...
That's how...
That's my music.
Yeah. I did. That's exactly right.
Yes.
I remember that now. And so there's people around us. There's an old couple to the right of us. They're having coffee and donuts, and they're old, you know.
Yeah.
And then there's the bunch of kids getting on the rafts, and then there's these two guys, there's us, and this music that they're playing as they're fishing is just pounding. And you can hear every single word, which is... Over and over again, he says...
Don't say it. Okay, go
ahead. Okay, I'm not going to say it, but I want to F your brains out.
Yes.
I'm going to F your brains
out. Over and over and over again.
I F'd your brains out.
Yes.
Over and over and over again.
And I can't wait to come home to F your brains out. I
can't wait. That's the line is over and over and over again.
Yeah.
It's catchy.
Yeah. It was actually a good beat.
It has a catchy tune.
And I think it was funny. Because
he mentioned, then it slips one time and he goes, I'm thinking about your... Usi. I'm thinking about your mm-mm. And then he goes, I want to F your brains out. But it's catchy, you
right.
know? And so we were okay. And then we saw these little kids who could hear it.
Yeah.
And then
I felt a little weird about that.
I felt a little weird for the older couple. I'm sure they thought, honey, let's just go and have a donut and a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Beautiful Friday morning, gorgeous out, and then this music is just pounding.
I have to say this. What is it about us that thinks that if you're over 80, let's say, your ears become virginal? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, that's just, in some ways, that's counterintuitive. Like, they've seen it all.
Yeah.
There's nothing surprising them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
that's true. That's kind of how we were thinking.
That's exactly how we were thinking. Because this is the third time in, like, less than 2 weeks where I have had the experience where obscene music has been blaring. And I could get upset, but deep down, I'm like, I feel like there must be something else going on.
Mm-hmm.
You're always about connect the dots.
Mm-hmm.
Is this some kind of what's going on that, like, what's going on in the world?
There is a connecting of the dots going on. So a little bit.
Right.
So, but you and I, first of all, we kind of liked it. We weren't about to go, you know.
Kiddies, turn off that music. Yeah, we can hear it all the way here.
No.
I'm upset.
But we devised a plan, though.
Yes.
Do you remember what the plan was?
The plan was brilliant.
It was a brilliant plan. Only conceived by an Agatha Christie or a Sherlock Holmes.
Because really, what did you want to have happen? I want them to stop listening to this music.
I wanted to hoist them on their own petard.
Right. And the way we could do that was by saying, hey, dudes down there, love the music. Who is this? I go, oh, my God, my mom and I are up here rocking to this.
This is so – we were giving them like the you know, Satan sign. This is like so awesome.
This is like be totally all in.
Can we Snapchat you? It's so cool to all of our friends.
Yeah.
And this is
we love
awesome.
This music.
Yeah, we tried to who does this? Is this like the Beyonce?
Yeah.
Who is this?
Yeah.
And we were imagining that, you know, they were like having these like 18-year-old hard-ons playing this music while they were fishing.
Smoking.
And then we thought, aha, this is going to make their little wieners go so small.
Oh, because it wasn't just one song. It was like three or four songs played over and over again.
Yes.
Different songs, but all sexually explicit.
All sexually explicit.
And some were rap, some were country, some were like, I don't know, but it was... And I thought to myself, is there a Spotify channel called, you know,
Sexually Explicit
Songs?
It's a serious channel.
Yeah,
it's
period.
It's 666.
Yeah, exactly.
Our channel 69.
Yeah, more of that. Yeah. It's not devil.
No.
It's just
no.
Explicitly it's all sexual.
Yes.
And then I'm like, dudes, this is what we get when we allow 10-year-olds to watch porn on the internet.
Right.
They get all messed up in their head, and then as like 20-year-olds, they're listening. They have no shame. I mean,
don't have shame.
I want them to have a little bit of shame, like
that
dude,
part of their brain has been
erased.
I think it's been erased. Or what happens? Eroded.
Yes.
When like water hits the shore.
Yeah. Can I say something though?
Yeah.
There is something exciting about having a little shame around sex.
Yeah.
You know, when you're that age.
Yeah.
When you're...
makes it hornier.
It does.
Yeah.
But if it's just like...
Anytime, smoke a doobie.
Smoke a doobie, fish. Yeah. This is my explicitly sexual.
Hopefully I catch a fish for lunch.
Yeah.
Still having it.
This is what I'm doing out here.
Yeah.
And I'm on my phone. I'm watching porn. And I'm listening to the music.
I'm not aware that there's like 80 little, 5-year-olds around me.
Yeah, they're real. So the first group of people that went on the things were adults.
Yes.
I'm like, they've heard it before.
Yes.
Maybe not out in Oregon, Illinois, but they've heard it before.
Right.
Then you do feel weird. Like, these are literally little kids.
Yeah.
And, come on. And they did turn it down a smidgen.
Yeah.
But barely.
Yeah.
And I wondered if somebody says, dudes, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Dudes.
And then you're just like, hey.
This is a family
business. How do you do this? You go, hey, this is between you and me. I like the music.
Yeah.
But come on.
Yeah.
I got kids.
I mean, this is their business.
Yeah.
And they probably, I don't know how long they plan to have this big trip.
This is a city park. This is a city park.
Yeah.
It's for everybody in the city.
Yeah.
Not just the doobie smoking 19-year-olds who liked, but I really, they are lacking the shame needed to be healthy.
Yes.
So
I love your take on shame.
Do you? Oh, good.
I love it.
I'm glad. So anyway, here are my two Instagram moments that I let pass. That I feel bad about.
Yeah.
I go to La Crosse to get my truck full of, as I like to say, hard Mike's lemonade.
I know.
But then you correct me and I finally
got
it.
It's not hard Mike.
No.
It's Mike's hard lemonade.
Yes. It but does make a difference.
It does make a huge difference.
Yes. And so
I'd like to meet hard Mike.
Yes. Because he's just rock hard. Urgh, really? Get hard. Okay.
Yes, Julie.
Okay. So anyway.
That's my motto.
I come
get
in.
Get hard.
Yes, it is your motto.
I know it is.
I come into the shipping area and I get to line up and it's like 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock or whatever. There's one person in it and he's a strapping adult male, know, I would find
Wisconsinite.
Him very attractive truck driver, like 6'2", kind of like
burly
kind of,
big,
but not, just
lumberjack,
kind of lumberjacky.
Got
it. And I'm like, and he is, by chance, just for kicks and shits or whatever, wearing a kilt. Now, a full-blown kilt.
Really?
A skirt. He's wearing a pleated skirt.
I got it.
Okay.
I got the image.
Yeah. I know, right?
Yeah.
So, there's
what kind of socks is he wearing?
I don't remember.
Like
that was
long,
not what I was looking
long
at.
Long socks?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. But, a truck driver does not wear a kilt without wanting to grab a little attention.
Yeah. Did he have the coat of arms, the family
and
crest?
I was looking at it. I think he might have.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
But it wasn't a plaid.
No?
It was more like a canvas. Remember back in the World War II, all the canvases bags were made out of this kind of like greenish gray color.
Yeah.
That was the color of the kilt.
Was it pleated?
It was pleated. Yeah. It looked like I would like to wear this skirt.
Yeah.
It looked like a really nice, sweet skirt.
Wow. Okay.
But it was a kilt
Got it.
For sure.
Got it.
And then I thought to myself, what if it's not a kilt?
Right.
What if it is a skirt?
What if it's just a skirt?
And
does he have a beard?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Yes. And it's not the skirt.
He's got
that's
a beard.
That's not you. He's bald.
That's his girlfriend.
A beard trimmed. Mm-hmm. Has his little earphone,
mm-hmm.
But a white t-shirt, but kind of built, probably 55 years old.
Mm.
I felt he was an attractive.
Yeah.
I would.
Can I ask for the kind of shoes?
honestly, my remember. Memory would be wrong on that.
Okay.
I was curious.
See, I would have wanted to know what kind of shoes he wore with the skirt.
Because that would have been telling.
It would have been telling for me.
He wasn't wearing heels.
Was he wearing like Doc Martens?
Oh, that could be.
That would be cool.
That'd be cool.
I wouldn't mind that.
And so, and it's funny because I saw him walking up the steps as I was like about 20 feet behind him. Mm-hmm. Mm. And I thought, I did not see anything. Him. I know. I might have been 100 feet behind him. Didn't see anything. I was curious. Like, hey, what's underneath the skirt?
Yeah, right.
I'm sure he's heard that line before, you know. But then I thought, is that sexually?
Sexual harassment.
Harassment.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I can't harass this guy.
No.
He has every right to wear a kilt.
Right.
But on the other hand, does he want me to talk about it? He's wearing a kilt or a skirt.
Because he wants to be noticed. And I'm like, not talked about.
But he's a good looking guy.
Yeah.
I'm attracted to him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, dude, can I get a selfie with you in your kilt?
Oh, that'd be so cool.
Or would it be? Or would it?
Or would it? Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know about that. he might find
Or could you take the picture without him noticing?
That would have been wrong.
Are you
flat
sure?
Flat out.
But I heard wrong. That it's okay if you can get another person in the picture, then it's okay.
It's legally okay.
Yeah.
I think it's morally correct.
So you're more, got it. It's more a moral issue.
Yeah. So I didn't ask him. I was too chicken.
Yeah.
And also, I just played it cool the whole time.
Yeah.
I go, hey, sir, how you doing? Are you in line? Oh, I'm just waiting for my dispatch. Go ahead, miss. Go ahead in front of me.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, great. Thanks. You know, I had my mask on. He wasn't wearing a mask.
Oh, interesting.
You know.
Telling.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I felt bad because at one point, it's a missed opportunity for me to get to know this guy.
Yeah. And you may see him again.
But on the other part, I felt like, he has every right to wear a kilt and not be noticed.
I love the fact that you're calling it a kilt for a man and not a skirt.
Well, and it could be either one. I don't know. But see, and the only difference between a skirt and a kilt
is
he Scottish.
For me, the only thing different between a kilt and a skirt is if he has the pouch in front, which would hold its family jewels.
Yeah, yes. But if you had, yeah, I know, it's kind of funny. Mom,
yes.
But if you're wearing a skirt,
yes.
A pleated skirt,
yes.
With a fanny pack.
A fanny pack? Is that what he was wearing?
I don't know. What would you call that?
Cross-dresser.
Okay. But you
ran into a cross-dressing truck driver, Julie. I'm sorry.
Which is fine.
You thought you had a unicorn. You thought you had a unicorn.
But it was
just a cross-dressing
truck
driver.
And I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Except for this.
Yeah.
It's not appropriate attire to wear a pleated skirt dealing with semis.
100%.
It can
for sure.
get caught in the door.
Yes.
Can get caught in your trailer.
100%.
It's just not appropriate work attire.
No, it's not. It's the safety issue.
It's a safety issue.
You could have called them on that.
I would have, and I could have.
You should have.
Because I also love it when men wear sandals while driving a truck.
And you know who does that? I shouldn't say
Yeah,
it.
I really wouldn't have done that. Thank you, Jesus. But anyway, what I was going to say, though, I've tried wearing sandals, and I get my foot caught in the pedal sometimes.
Yeah.
And I think it's a safety issue.
Yes, it is a safety issue.
Not a comfortability issue.
Right. And, of course, it's not illegal.
No.
I mean, we don't, there's nothing in the DOT rules that say.
I think you're supposed to wear safe clothing.
Yeah.
I think you're not allowed to drive a semi-stick with a stick in heels. You know, you can't granny shift.
Right.
Or, excuse me, I double shift. I don't granny shift.
Right.
I double shift.
Right.
You know, come on. So that was one missed opportunity for my Instagram for
got
people
it.
Out there. Sorry about that. That would have been a lovely shot.
Because we got a bunch of new followers this week.
Yes. So then anyway, I hope so.
It might unfollow now.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
damn,
now,
Julie.
The other thing was, another gentleman was there same time, and I saw him, and he was dressed very flamboyantly for a trucker. In the sense of, you know, sometimes you put on your hazard vest so people can see you.
Right.
Which I do.
Orange.
But he was dressed in orange top to bottom.
Oh.
Fluorescent.
Whoa.
I'm like, dude, good luck.
Yeah.
And then he left before I did. And then he was pulled over on the exit ramp.
Mm-hmm.
And he was playing his electric guitar 20 feet in front of his semi.
Oops.
And I'm like... Never seen
was
that before.
Was he plugged in?
he might have had an amp, mm-hmm. but I didn't hear any music coming out. Mm-hmm. But he had his headphones on, and he was just like jamming.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, dude, why not?
Right.
But the truth is, dude, there's a, now, dude, you must, he, I'm sure he knows this. Mm-hmm. There's a rest area 20 miles up. Mm-hmm. Just go to the rest area.
Yeah.
But he wanted to he wanted,
first of all, for it to be noticed.
Yes.
Because he was head to toe fluorescent.
Yes.
And then in front of, right as you are going off the exit.
Yes.
So you're going to be watching.
Yes.
And then he decides to take his guitar and an amp out.
And I have seen other men pull out of their truck at certain times to do the prayers.
Yes.
That is not uncommon.
That's fine.
It's all fine.
Yeah.
It's all totally fine.
Yeah, that's
except
true.
I personally feel like for the guy who, because I think with the prayers, it's a specific time.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, from this guy, I think myself, you could have just waited 20, you get off the road.
He was not praying to the guitar god.
He could have. Jimi Hendrix would have been honored as hell.
That's true.
You know?
Yes.
And so I just like, but that would have been, I thought to myself.
Jimi Hendrix said, Mon, what are you doing dressed like that, Mon?
Yeah. Did I ever wear a top? He goes, I'm also a semi driver and people need to see me.
Yeah.
And sir, you've been seen.
Yes.
So.
Did you give him a thumbs up?
I was like, no, I should have. In my head, I gave him a blessing.
Yes.
Which is what Deepak Chopra says.
That's true.
If, you know, through your course of the day, if you don't feel comfortable, you know, saying good things, you know, just give everybody you meet a blessing.
Yeah. Are you like, God bless you.
God bless
you. God bless you.
God bless you.
God loves you.
Yeah. And then
God loves
you. Or you think to yourself, everybody out there, Jesus died for them.
Yes.
Everybody.
Yes. I thought you said birdie.
I did say birdie. Birdie out there. And everybody. Every bird.
I thought, my God, did I hear this right?
You did hear it right.
And I, oh, so sweet.
All the birds.
Consider
all the
birds of the air. They neither toil, but yet God takes care of them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that was my week.
Wow.
And I missed it, but I think you would have missed it too. I don't think you would have been.
I don't think I would have said. I probably wouldn't have said anything to the guy in the.
You wouldn't have?
Nah. Mm-hmm. Probably not.
Yeah.
But I would have loved to have gotten it on Instagram.
I would have loved to just talk to the dead dude openly and say, hey, no judgment here, but this is awesome.
Yeah.
I love the look.
Love the look. Love the color.
Love the color. Love the look. Goes your complexion. Yeah. I'm slightly turned on.
Yeah.
I don't want to. But then the other time is, I don't want to objectify you.
No. I mean, if I came here and talked to you and I had pee in my pants,
yes.
What would you think of me, sir?
TMI. Too much information. Exactly.
Or you go, sir, could I borrow that skirt? I just pissed myself. I could really use it.
Do you have another skirt?
Do you have another skirt? Yeah.
I mean, come on. That, well, the kind of thing, though, is I've never once seen a woman drive with a skirt. Never once.
No.
And now I've seen a man, which is good.
Yeah.
Because it means that we are becoming more of a...
what? It's a homogenous society.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. So, girlfriend, how was the show?
I didn't get half what I wanted to say in. But you know what? It was great.
It was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great.